Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world, my friends, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show! Woo.
How are we doing out there, boys and girls? You're listening to The Probo Show on this beautiful Wednesday morning. How are you doing, friends? Welcome, welcome. Yeah, you survived. It's hump day. A big good morning to Vero, Eugene, Gemma, Born to Iron Man, and many more that are joining us live in the audience on twitch.tv/ Professional Bohemian. Also, if you want to interact with the show outside of our lifetime, you can do that on Instagram. That's at Professional Bohemian. Or if you want to keep up with the news, VODs, extra content, you can do that via my Patreon, which is patreon.com/ Professional Bohemian. Professional Bohemian? That's right. Bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. So easy. How are you doing out there, my friends? Boy, do I have a show for you today. It's a good one. Okay, today's 100 humans, we ask them to name characteristics that are virtuous. Characteristics that are virtuous. Nombra características que son virtuosas. In today's Complete the News, we will find out where a mouse grew legs. How's about that? Yeah, it's a science Complete the News. I think you'll enjoy it. And today's unpopular opinion is being polite, ser educado, being polite isn't always a virtue. Ser educado no siempre es una virtud. Interesting, interesting. There's definitely a lot of points to take there. There's going to be a fascinating debate between me, the audience, Edward, David, Carmen, Bontewyan Man, Gemma, Eugene, Vero, and all the gang are here. Do join them at Professional Bohemian on Twitch to take part in the show. Natch, it's Wednesday. We made it, dude. Our coffee day has been spoiled by a busy work schedule. Yeah. But don't worry. We'll make up for it later in the week. He doesn't care. He's like, if I don't go for coffee, I don't have to socialize. Right, Natch?
Exactly.
Yeah, Natch and I only speak when there's a live microphone and a couple of thousand people in between us. That's it. That's how we feel more comfortable interacting. Let's see what people are saying. Vero says, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. Good morning to you, Vero. Eugene and Gemma are saying, hi, guys. How are you doing, Gemma? How are you doing, Eugene? Born to Iron Man. Good morning, Rob and the Probo Showers. Oh, I love that. How are you doing, BTI? Carmen, good morning, friends. I'm glad to see you on this beautiful morning. It is a beautiful morning, eh? It's not too warm, not too cold. We're at that sweet point of the year. Spring. It used to last, you know, a whole season, 3 months. Now it lasts about 2 days, spring in Spain. It goes from winter to summer in the blink of an eye. Edward's with us, as is David, both saying good morning and hi. Chris Valrol says, good morning, Rob, Nacho, and Warriors, or whatever you want to be called. Yeah, we haven't formalized the name for the participation people in the show. I just call them the audience. You know what I mean? But you are equally as part of the content as I am. So if you do want your voice heard today, then it's very simple, guys. twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. And there is a lot to talk about. I'll tell you what we're going to do right now, my friends. Given that I'm here, you're here, Natch is here, the whole world is listening. Let's go to some news, shall we? Okay, first piece of news from livescience.com. I don't know if it's a good point, actually. It's either live science or live science. It's either vive la ciencia or la ciencia en directo. I don't know which of the two it is. By the way, Natch, Nivelazo, right? Yeah, Nivelazo. Thanks, guys.
Nivelazo.
Come on. They say I don't teach English. Come on. Pregnancy may speed up biological aging. a study suggests. El embarazo puede acelerar el envejecimiento. Wow, that's a difficult word for anyone. Envejecimiento biológico, sugiere un estudio. A study suggests that women who have been pregnant, especially in their early 20s, appear to be biologically older compared to those who haven't been pregnant. This age gap seems to widen with multiple pregnancies. Conducted in the Philippines, the study employed epigenetic clocks, which are tools that measure the chemical tags on DNA to assess biological age, reflecting one of the one's physiological state and susceptibility to age-related diseases and death. The research showed that women who had been pregnant exhibited accelerated ages. Aging across six different epigenetic clocks compared to women without a pregnancy history. A pattern that remained when controlling for socioeconomic status, smoking, and genetic risks. Wow. Makes a lot of sense. Could that aging be stress related? I mean, I imagine it's pretty, you know what I mean? If anyone even shows me a child, I age 10 years. I can only imagine, like, having one is quite the strain on the body, no? I mean, I don't know. I never had one, so I don't know. Interestingly, this relationship between pregnancy and accelerated aging was not observed in men. Oh, dear. Based on the number of pregnancies they fathered, the study showed, I mean, look, if Izzy was to tell me she was pregnant, I would age so quick. I'll be sat here tomorrow with looking like Santa Claus, just with a big white beard, wrinkles. I'd look like a map of Spain. The study, which followed 1,735 individuals with blood samples from an initial and a follow-up period of some time, estimated each pregnancy could be tied to about 4 to 4.5 months of biological aging. Oh, that's not too much. Four and a half months. Come on. The findings highlight the need for further research to understand the impact of pregnancy on aging, potentially informing the future medical interventions to mitigate these effects. Joe, but imagine when the kids are 18, man. Like, I see the stress. I mean, Andrea's got two little girls, my goddaughters, Sarah and Alessia. Dude, you know, sometimes, most of the times, it's joy. You know, I experience extreme joy when I'm with them. But sometimes, I'll be honest, I age. When I babysit and they're like juggling knives and things that we do at Uncle Rob's house. I age. It's the stress. Vero, Alberto's listeners are called Show With No Namers. We should be called the Probo Showers or Warriors. Yeah. Or Bohemians. I don't know. Maybe we'll put it to a poll later on. In fact, yeah, pay attention to the Instagram this weekend. We'll fix it for once and for all. All right, so there you go. Yeah, potential aging effects of pregnancy. Bird flu outbreak in US cows. Why scientists are concerned. Strap yourselves in. They're already planning the next pandemic. Brote de gripe aviar en vacas en los Estados Unidos. ¿Por qué los científicos están preocupados? Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. A dairy worker in Texas has contracted a strain of avian influenza that has also been found in dairy cattle across six U.S. states, marking the first widespread outbreak of bird flu in cows. No more pandemic. Dude, I don't want to spend another second locked in my house. Especially given that I'm sorting out my summer vacations right now, Nat. That would be a nightmare. It'd be three and a half weeks, just Izzy and I. Trapped in the house. It'd be okay for me. That's my natural habitat. Like, Izzy would go crazy, though. She's more active than I am. This situation has garnered attention because it presents a new avenue for the virus to potentially spread to humans, with whom cattle frequently interact. Really? The animal that cattle interacts with the most other than, you know, other than other cattle, I imagine, is humans. How many hours a month do you spend interacting with cattle, Natch? With cows?
None?
In the States, they're having long conversations, hugging. I don't know how bird flu is passed, but guys, stop French kissing cows. That is my advice. That's my advice. At least till this bird flu situation is sorted out. Although the overall risk to humans is currently deemed low, health officials and researchers are vigilantly monitoring the situation for any developments that might elevate the threat level. Efforts are underway to assess the effectiveness of candidate vaccines and antiviral drugs against this strain, update diagnostic kits, and investigate the source of the cattle infections. The occurrence raises numerous questions, notably regarding the mode of transmission between cows. Understanding this could be crucial for controlling the spread. God, I hope it's not eating them. It can't be, can it? Otherwise, there'd be bird flu all over the States. It's a big beef-eating country. This outbreak of H5N1, a strain first identified in birds in China in 1996 and known for its deadly impact on birds globally, underscores the potential for flu viruses to adapt and infect new hosts, raising concerns about the virus's evolutions and its implications for human health. Wow. Scary stuff. Bird flu in cows in the US. Fingers crossed, guys, to get this under control. Chris Valrol says, pregnancy or any other process in the body has an energetic price. It makes sense for me. But taking too many drugs or working too much also makes you older or increases aging. Everything in moderation. Yeah, true story, man. True story. Is there anything we can actively take part in that reverses aging? You know, there's the question, isn't it? Doesn't everything we do kind of speed up our biological clock? I can't remember if it's China or is it ancient Greece. They believed that your heart has a number of beats in it. And once you get to that number of beats, you die. You know? So don't exercise. That's the moral of the story, guys. Don't increase that heart rate at all. Stay on the sofa, nice and slow. Okay, don't listen to Rob. Rob's evil. All right, final piece of news. Going back to a recurring character on the Probo Show, Nat, you'll be pleased to hear we're talking about Elon Musk. As Tesla falters, a medida que Tesla faquea? Is that flaquea?
Flaquea. Mm-hmm.
Flaquea. Oof. I have to be careful of my pronunciation there. That's very like an English word that we're not allowed to say on the radio. A medida que Tesla flaquea, as Tesla falters, Elon Musk is turning X back into Twitter. What? Elon Musk se está convirtiendo X de nuevo en Twitter. This is coming from Business Insider today. Elon Musk is steering X, formerly Twitter, back to its foundational features and principles. A shift highlighted by reinstating traditional elements like status-based blue check marks. Thank God. You know, the idea of the blue check marks was so we don't get timado, we don't get conned by random users pretending to be other people. And then what did Elon do? 14 euros a month and get a blue check mark. Elon, go home, you drunk. Ugh. This move, perceived by some as an attempt to reattract high-profile users and advertisers, comes after a period of upheaval, including significant layoffs and a dip in platform safety standards. Yeah. I mean, Elon did nothing. Elon, the only thing he did was exacerbate that situation, you know? Musk's acquisition of Twitter initially led to changes that alienated advertisers and users, contributing to a decline in revenue and engagement. Efforts to revamp content moderation and verification are seen as steps to recover advertiser trust and loyalty. Absolutely. What's the name of the new CEO, Linda Yaccarino or something like that? She must be pulling her poor hair out. Because Elon is just like a spinning top. He's like the Tasmanian devil. And she's like a businesswoman having to deal with his weird business decisions and saying outlandish stuff in meetings, posting controversial stuff on Twitter. However, challenges persist with Musk's unpredictable behavior and the impact of his personal brand on the platform's reputation. As Twitter struggles to regain its footing, comparisons are drawn to the challenges faced by another Elon Musk venture, the Tesla Cybertruck, suggesting a broader pattern in difficulties in Musk's current business strategies. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to, you know, I honestly believe Elon has something seriously wrong with him. What was he taking? Lithium or something? No, not lithium. That's a mineral used in batteries. He was taking something. We did it on the show, a piece of news. Was it ketamine or something like that? To cure his depression or to work with his symptoms of depression. Elon's clearly not right. I mean, we know he's depressed. He called Twitter X and painted it black. The most emo business move in history. So I don't want to be too kind of glib about poor Elon, but dude, you know, go outside and touch some grass. Everything's going to be fine, Elon. Put Twitter back the way it was. Welcome back, Larry the Bird. We all miss him. Eduardo says, working also ages you. True story. Natch and I age at least 5 years every day we're here. Right, Natch? It's the stress. Sadly, you can't choose whether you work or not, says Carmen. Yeah, sadly not. But some of us are fortunate enough to have at least 1 hour of a day we love, like myself. And it's right here, between 8:30 and 9:30 every single day. All right, guys, on that note, let's go to today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
How's it going? Sam also joining us in the live show today. How are you doing, Sam? Okay. Let's get into it. Today's unpopular opinion, today's brain fart, our pedo cerebral for today is being polite isn't always a virtue. Ser educado no siempre es una virtud. Did I pronounce that right? I try and skip letters and eat letters like a Spaniard does. Virtud. But then I do spend a lot of time, as you know, with a Sevillana. And I wonder, am I missing off too many letters? Ven paca. All right, so here we go. Here's today's unpopular opinion. Natch, how do you think they voted on Instagram?
True.
You think they said true, that polite isn't a virtue, being polite? It's false. It's false, Natch. You need your mojo needs tuning today. 58% said false. Just above what we would consider negligible difference here on the show. A lot of people voted. 58% said false. No. Being polite is always a virtue. So let's dig into this. Let's dig into this controversial, somewhat cerebral, unpopular opinion for today. So first of all, in the pro column, reasons why being polite is not always a virtue, courtesy of the poor enslaved Proboshaw elves. Okay, here we go. Avoidance of conflict. Excessive politeness can sometimes lead to the avoidance of necessary conflicts. Constructive conflict is vital for growth, innovation, and addressing issues head-on. Being too polite can mean avoiding these discussions, leading to stagnation and unresolved tensions. Completely agree there. I think a symptom of over-politeness or too much politeness can be somewhat a maintenance of the status quo. Let's just be chill. Let's just be, you know, let's not rock the boat. And sometimes to make forward progress, you need the boat to be rocked, right? To rock the boat. Do you know that idiom in Spanish?
Maybe agitar, well, I don't know.
Yeah, bueno, agitar el agua. No, I don't know what the phrase. I don't know why I'm making it up in Spanish. I don't know. To rock the boat is to cause a little bit of controversy, to disrupt something that is calm, to rock the boat. All right, inauthenticity. Constant politeness might mask one's true feelings and opinions, leading to a lack of authenticity. Relationships and interactions built on such foundations can lack depth and sincerity, potentially leading to misunderstandings or resentment over time. It's true. Is there anything worse than like someone who's just constantly polite? Like the thing I like about living in Madrid, right, is the customer service out here. I know that sounds kind of contrary to the way it should be, but there's no BS, right? I hate that. Okay, sir, what would you like? Oh, have a wonderful day. You like fries with that? I don't like the kind of the facade of politeness sometimes. Manipulation. Politeness can be weaponized for manipulation, where individuals use a veneer of courtesy to advance their interests, often at the expense of others. In such cases, politeness isn't a virtue, but a tactic employed to deceive or coerce. Yeah, the British are masters at this. Like, British politeness. Yeah, hello, the honourable gentleman is a butthole. Finally, the suppression of voice. In situations where injustice or wrongdoing occurs, prioritizing politeness over speaking out can contribute to perpetuation of harmful behaviors or policies. Here, politeness becomes an impediment to progress and justice. Interesting. We're starting to see a little bit of gray in this, or a little bit of chipping in the veneer of politeness now, right? Let's get into the cons, saying no. Being polite is, in no uncertain terms, a virtue. It is a virtue. Politeness is a cornerstone of civil society, facilitating smooth interactions and social harmony. It helps in navigating social complexities with respect and consideration for others, reducing friction and fostering positive relationships. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. There is nothing worse. You know, like, the biggest indicator of immaturity for me, Natch and audience, is when you meet someone who is impolite most of the time, right? And you call them on it. You say, look, that is not an appropriate way to talk to me. And they say this famous phrase, that's the way I am and I can't change. I have always been like this. There is no bigger indication of immaturity and emotional unawareness than saying, it is impossible for me to evolve and become a better person. That's basically what they're saying. My communication skills will be hampered by my lack of emotional maturity. It's not that hard to be polite, friends. All right, next. Genuine politeness is an expression of empathy and respect towards others. It shows a mindfulness of others' feelings and a commitment to treating people with dignity, which are understandably virtuous qualities. It's true. If you're the recipient of someone who is impolite, then you feel disrespected. Respect my agency as a human being and gift me with the same amount of respect as I pay you. I, believe it or not, on the show, I'm quite a polite person. Would you agree with that, Natch? Yeah, right? Even Guada, you know, after when the dentist had screwed up my mouth, you know what Guada, our wonderful HR manager, you know what she said to me? She said, you need to be less British and more Spanish. You're too polite. You need to treat this situation in a more Spanish way. And maybe there's some truth to that. You know, maybe I'm too polite. Oh, yeah, you screwed up my face for 2 months. Ah, thanks. I mean, inside I was angry, but because I'm British, you know, I apologize when people bump into me. Anyway, next. Politeness can enhance communication by creating a conducive environment for open dialogue. It sets a tone that values listening and understanding, which is crucial for effective communication in both personal and professional contexts. Amen. Amen. One thing I love the most about great interviewers, and I would consider a relatively new interviewer on the scene, Lex Friedman is a master at this. He tends to be very polite with people, however challenges them when he feels it's necessary. If you never don't listen to the Lex Fridman podcast, I would highly recommend it. Okay, next. Professional and social networks. Okay, here we go. Final point here in the con column. Being polite is essential in professional and social settings, where first impressions and ongoing interactions can significantly impact one's opportunities and relationships. Politeness can open doors and build bridges, contributing to one's success and well-being. Seems to make a lot of sense to me, guys. Yeah, but what do you think? What do you think? That's what's important here. I see a lot of messages in the chat, and I am so excited to read them when we come back from the break. Right now, I'm going to post a poll. The poll will state, being polite is not always a virtue. But is that true? Is it set in stone that politeness is the cornerstone of human interaction? I don't want to give the game away. I don't want to kind of influence your vote. So I'll tell you my thoughts when we get back from the break. Friends, so many things you could have been doing today. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey, guys. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probohemian, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay. On with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this, the one and only Probo Show, coming to you live every single morning of the week. How are you doing, my friends? It's currently 9 a.m. Central European time. But for those of you golden gods, you angelic beings, you podcast downloaders, I don't know where you are. I don't know what time it is. But thank you so much. You mean the world to me. This is primarily a podcast. And those of you who make the effort to download the show every day, you leave reviews, you give me 5 stars. I'm on 5 stars on Apple. I'm on 5 stars on Spotify. Dude, you guys are killing it. So really, a genuine, heartfelt thank you. More and more of you downloading the podcast every single day, bringing more people into the Probo Show community, and it means the world, so thank you so much. If you just tuned in live, what did you miss? Well, here we go. We found out that pregnancy may speed up biological aging, a study has suggested. Interesting stuff. Only by 4 or 4.5 months, but still, it's something. We found out about the bird flu outbreak in US cows and why some scientists are worried. It's just another step before it being passed to humans. In fact, wasn't it one Texas dairy worker or cattle worker was diagnosed with bird flu? So worrying stuff. And then we read a piece of news from Business Insider with regards to Twitter, to Elon rolling back some of his changes he made to Twitter in an attempt to make the place more advertiser-friendly. My question, my feeling is this. I think we're approaching the end of social media. I think social media is kind of, or social networks, or however you want to refer to them. I think they're coming to their natural conclusion. Would you agree with that statement, Natch? I think we're going to do it as an unpopular opinion tomorrow. I do. I think they're coming to their end. The gloss and glamour around social media is turned into kind of it being seen as kind of tacky. What? You're an influencer? Well, let's see. We'll find out tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Finally, we then moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which was being polite is not always a virtue. I did release the poll to our friends in the audience, and we do have some results here. Finally, we figured out a way of doing it, so thank you, guys. All right, let's get into it. We'll read some comments first from our audience. Vero says, being kind is a gift that not everyone has. You can be polite and not be kind, and vice versa. It's true. It's true. British people are the experts of this. Passive-aggressive kind of politeness. Using politeness as a weapon. The Bridge. Good morning. I got here to the best place. Good morning, Bridge. Welcome, welcome. Sam says, you can be polite and assertive. Those are not contradictory adjectives. True story. They're not opposite. You can have both. You can be assertive and polite. I try my best to achieve that balance of being assertive and being polite. I mean, look, I'm not perfect. I have been known to lose my rag, as we say in English, to perder las pinzas, perder el pinza. How do you say that?
Perder la cabeza o que se te vaya la pinza.
Me vaya la pinza, okay. Y perder la cabeza. It's been known to happen every now and again. Right, Natch? You've caught me crying in the bathroom. My mascara running, throwing cookies into my mouth as I rock back and forth in the shower. I'm not perfect, but I do try. I strive to strike that balance between politeness as well as being assertive. Fact of the matter is, though, anything you do, any decision you make, is going to come off worse for one person than for another. You know, you can try and be as polite as you want, but you can't please everyone. Carmen says, politeness sometimes can be a result of a childhood wound that is linked to children not having been allowed to express negative emotions. In time passing, it can become a bomb for those around. Having said this, please let's be as polite as we can. True story, but here's what I would say to that. I had quite a tumultuous upbringing, as most of you know. I struggled with alcohol problems, among other things, behavioral issues. And it took me a long time of working at myself to get through that. What I would say to that is that it is the responsibility of each person to interact with the world in a manner that is productive. Okay? There are no excuses in life. Not like everyone is struggling. That's one thing I learned. I used to blame my behavior and my alcoholism on an absentee father, on a strange upbringing, on cultural differences between my peers. But the truth of the matter is, my behavioral problems and my alcoholism were caused by me. Because we can all be better people if we choose to be. But if we're going to lean on excuses, then yeah, that's difficult. And I know a lot of people listening right now may be struggling because of some childhood trauma. I'm not saying your trauma doesn't exist and it's not important. It is. But you have to interact with the world and with people, especially those people who care about you the most, in a respectful way. Sam says, false. Being polite is always positive. Here we go. Everyone's voted. Tacky equals chonis y tronistas. Tacky. Okay, okay. That's the word I wanted to use a few days ago. Thank you, Sam. British show they're really polite when they get drunk. Yeah. We are polite other than when we have a beer or two. As you guys well know. I'm sorry. Can I just apologize to the coast of Spain for my paisanos? Really sorry, guys. I don't drink, so there you go. Edward, Spanish too, says Edward. Thank you, I appreciate the backup there. Absolutely, yes. No excuses. No more. That's the way I am. Exactly. It is the most emotionally immature thing that you can ever say. And for me, immediately red flags go up when I hear the phrase. That's the way I am, and I can't change. It's like, come on. Really? That's how little effort you want to put into how you interact with the world. I'll be honest, I was quite a rude, angry young man when I was, when I was a teen. And I did have friends. I did have friends. They suffered me rather than enjoyed me. Once you start to break those barriers, understand that you have agency and the way you know, there are no excuses for poor behavior. The moment you kind of incorporate that idea into your life, things, your relationships, everything gets a lot better. Anyway, so here we go. Yeah, so that's today's unpopular opinion. Bridge says, did I dream something about Elon? Could be. I mean, Elon in your dreams, I believe that's categorized as a nightmare. On Instagram, Leo said, being too polite can sometimes slow things down. Woo! Miriam says, I see the value in being direct, but there's always room for politeness. Exactly. Look, I'm quite direct. I'm from Yorkshire. It's in our blood. But there is a real difference between directness and being impolite. There is. You can be a direct, you can be assertive, you can be all those things and still make an effort to be polite, courteous, respectful. Ethan, I'm all for being real with people. Sometimes politeness is just another word for being fake. Ooh, Ethan. Why is it that people who vote no and see that they're losing, they're always the ones that are that are more inclined to write a message? Finally, Jenna, in business, time is money. Being polite shouldn't stand in the way of making tough decisions. Again, I don't see how being polite, Jenna, can stop you from making tough decisions. Politeness and assertiveness, as was pointed out earlier in the show, are two different things. They're two different things. Okay, so we did release a poll in the chat. You guys did speak. Let's see the results of that poll right now. I said, being polite isn't always a virtue. And you guys said, 85.71, so let's say 86%, false. Woo! Saying being polite, they're saying being polite is always a virtue. All right. So let me kind of wrap today's, let's wrap today's news story up. First of all, Sam says, Spanish don't say lovely all day long, so the change is not as aggressive. It's true. We British people go from being polite and courteous and nice to being monsters. If you don't believe me, just go to Magaluf one day. Oh, dude. You know, I'm glad though. I'm glad that the British people go to the coast. I'm sorry if you live on the coast and you're Spanish. I'm sorry. Because it leaves the interior of Spain as the best kept secret, you know? There is tourism that comes to Madrid, but, you know, it's a different kind of tourism. Am I being an ass? I'm being an ass. I'm going to continue. Did you say Twitter was back? Bridget, yeah, he's kind of rolling back some of his poor decisions in Twitter. Okay, so 86% false, saying that being polite is always a virtue. Now, I'm sure we could, I'm sure we can think of scenarios, hypotheticals, where being polite isn't the most optimum action. You know, what about if you're in a house fire and you need to tell the fireman in 2 seconds to go inside and save a cat? You have no time to be polite. Yeah, sure. We could, we could post-mortem this to the end of the day, to the end of the world, to the end of time. We can come up with hypothetical situations where being polite isn't the optimum use of your communication ability. But let's be frank, friends. In 99.9% of situations, you can still be polite and be effective. You know, being rude, spreading your trauma, whatever that trauma is, around the world, like like you're a victim of some kind of hard life, ignoring the fact that everybody, absolutely everybody on this planet is going through their own problems, is struggling their own struggles. You know, you can do that if you want, but I would suggest that it doesn't help anything. Least of all, the person it helps the least is you as an individual who's being impolite. I would suggest, you know, you go outside, touch some grass, get a deep breath of air, you know, maybe even go to some counseling. I did. Worked for me. Being impolite is often a symptom of stress. And boy, is it a stressful world. We all can make mistakes. I do constantly. But one thing I always try and do is recognize those mistakes when I could be a better communicator, when I couldn't. I'm sometimes not always conscious of the times when I could have been better. So thankfully, I have friends around me who we have enough confidence in each other where they can say, oh yeah, Rob, you know, take a breath, man. So yeah, I would say that yes, being polite is always a virtue. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion, and opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one. They all stink, including yours. All right, let's go to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys, and on that walk, I encountered 100 humans, and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name a characteristic that is virtuous, or name characteristics that are virtuous. Nombra características que son virtuosas. I asked them that question, they gave me their answers. I am in possession of the top 7 answers. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. A lot of people interacted with this on Instagram, so we will get to them. Let's see what people are saying. Magaluf is like the purge for the British. That's from Sam. Edward says, we Spaniards feel like we're drunk all day long. Chris Valrol, I don't know if it's a virtue or a skill, an ability. Being polite. I think it's maybe an acquired skill, right? I tend to be friendly and polite most of the time, and sometimes even nice. But it's not the same. But not always. In certain situations, I can't. It's hard for me to pretend. Sometimes you have to do it for the good of the situation, so to speak. If you face a rude guy, it's better to be a little less pleasant, or perhaps gentle but firm. The bridge says, it's okay, Rob. I live on the coast and I'm practically a half-breed. Half Spanish, half English. I live like, I don't know what this is, schizophrenic. Like a schizophrenic, I think she means. All right, so let's see. Characteristics that are virtuous. What do you think, Natch?
Being respectful.
Being respectful. Being respectful. You know... No, I can't give it to you. Sorry, Natch. Sorry. Better look in today's Complete the News. Yeah, I mean, there are elements of being respectful in some of the answers, but being respectful is not there. Chris Valrol says courage. Courage. Valentía, do you say in Spanish? Courage? Yeah. Courage. Is it there? Yes, it is. Chris Valrol, well done. Wow. Straight into some point scoring. Courage is there. It's the 6th most popular answer, with 6 of 100 humans saying courage. Well done. Calm, says Sam. To be calm. Is that virtuous, to be calm? Oh. Yeah, I can't give it to you. Sorry, Sam. I can't. Sorry. Vero says charisma, to be charismatic. I can't give you that either. Sorry, Vero. Sorry, Vero and Sam. David says patience, to be patient. Paciencia, patience. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. They're all great answers, by the way, that you are giving me. Sadly, the 100 humans just didn't agree. To be interesting, says Sam. To be interesting, is that virtuous? Oh, to be interested in people. Ah, to be like curious. No, can't give it to you. Sorry. A lot of people interacted on Instagram, among them Rosa, Juana Reo, Rafelka, Ana Casan, Vero, Materio Scura, Gemma Rossino, Carlos Vera B. Lopez, Izzy, Carmen, Nessa, Celia Mendieta, all said an answer. Celia said to be patient. Yeah, it's a good one. We had that in the chat. Being empathetic, says Nessa Finessa. Being empathetic, compassionate. I would call that, is compassion there? Yes, it is. Well done. empathy, compassion. It's there. Well done. Well done. To be compassionate. Someone said something in the chat. One of the first messages in the chat with regards to today's unpopular opinion is that. Let's see. Leo says integrity. Integrity. Integrity that. Is it there? Sorry, on Instagram. It's there. Well done, integrity. Fourth most popular answer. A lot of great. Easy here says to be funny. To be funny. To be humorous. It's a good answer, but sadly, not there. B. Lopez says prudence. Another great answer. Sadly, not there. All right, let's turn our attention back to the audience interested in people. To be brave, to be brave. Well, that's kind of courage that came from Carmen. Humanity says Chris Falrol. To be human. Intelligent says Sam. Good sense of humor says Eugene. It sounds like we're looking for a Tinder date here. Okay, none of those are there, guys. Sorry. Although we do butt up against Bridge here. Bridge and Sam both saying kind, to be kind, kindness. Amabilidad, I think you say in Spanish. Kindness. Bunch of people. Vero on Instagram said kindness. Bunch of people said kindness. Is it there, though? Yes, it is. Well done. Second most popular answer, 19 of 100 humans. What's bondadoso? Bondadoso says Sam. Bondadoso? Natch, what does that mean? Bondadoso.
Like kind?
Oh, to be kind as well. Okay. A sense of justice says Chris Valrol. A sense of justice. Can't give it to you. Sorry. Gemma Racino on Instagram said humility, patience, and generosity. Is generosity there? Generosidad. Yes, it is. Well done. Wow. Well done. Generosity is there. 5 of 100 humans said that. It's in 7th place. You guys killing it. Only one answer to get. And from a brief look here on Instagram, no one got it. One of the criticisms against politicians is that they are not this. There is a famous salad chain, something greens. Well, salad, it's kind of like just as I think this don't just do salad, they do healthy food. Something greens. They criticize politicians for not being this. Do you know what it is, Natch?
Sincerity?
To be insincere, but there's a better word to use. Sam says truth. I'll tell you what. I'll take Sam's truth and Nacho's sincere, mash them together and say honesty. Is honesty there? Yes, it is. Of course it is. It's the number one answer. Well done, guys. Let's very quickly go through the list. I spoke to 100 humans and I asked them to name characteristics that are virtuous. In position number
7,
we have generosity. Generosity, generosidad. In position number
6,
we have courage, valentía. Valentía. In position number
5,
paciencia, patience. In position number
4,
integrity. Integridad, that's a good one, integrity. In position number
3,
compassion. 16 of 100 humans said compassion. In position number
2,
amabilidad, kindness, 19 of 100 humans. And finally, in position number
1,
we have honesty. Well done, Sam. Well done, Carmen. Honesty. Let's move on to complete the news.
Complete the news!
Okay, my friends, it's complete the news time where I give you a real news headline, un titular, but I leave out some important information. You guys will complete the news using the three options I give you. This time from the publication Science Alert. Scientists accidentally make a mouse grow legs in place of its blank. Scientists, go home, you're drunk. Científicos hicieron crecer accidentalmente a un ratón patas en lugar de sus blank. Is it A, arms, brazos? Is it B, ears, orejas? Or is it C, genitals? The elves went crazy today. Genitales. If you're listening in the car with your parents, ask your mum and dad what that means. Scientists accidentally made a mouse grow legs in place of its blank. Is it A, arms, B, ears, or C, genitals? What do you think, Natch?
A.
You think A? It grew legs in place of its arms. A. The chat, filthy audience members are all saying C, genitals. Shall we see if they're right? Scientists accidentally made a mouse grow legs in place of its... Sometimes being filthy is a virtue. Yeah, it's genital C. Well done. Tell you what, Natch, I bet it runs faster. In a surprising turn of events, during a study at Portugal's Gulbenkian Science Institute, researchers caused a mouse embryo to develop legs in place of its genitalia by turning off a specific gene. Scientists, go home, you're drunk. What are you even doing? Poor mouse. Yeah, exactly. Cameron here says, poor mouse. Well done, chat. Woo! The chat are beating you this week, Natch. Just saying. A distinct lack of mojo from our oracle this today. All right, guys, what a show. We've covered so many topics and what a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being with us. I will post all these news articles and things in time onto the Patreon for those of you who follow me there. It's free to join, so do join up. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning on this beautiful hump day. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the legendary Natch. And it means the world. See you tomorrow.